You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Like we're watching a movie starring Pete Pro Armstrong.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station. The Score! The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Hemp hits a drive into deep left center. Back goes to Rosarena. It's got a chance. Gone. A home run for Ian Hemp. Here comes the 0-1 from Hancock. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep right center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Cubs go back to back. The stretch by the strong right-hander Palencia. The pitch. Pop fly, this might do it. Foul territory, playable, and Cubs win.
Hot one today, huh?
Yeah!
3-2. Down the line in right field. And it's going to be a fair ball. Lucas could not make the sliding play. It's going to kick around the corner. And Vargas will end up at third base, a one-out triple in this sixth inning. Benintendi pulls it to the right side, coming home, throw off the line. What a slide by Vargas. He avoids the tag of Kirk, and he will score the first run of the ball game for the Sox here in the sixth inning.
Just a huge mistake by Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Two outs, top of the ninth, 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's ball game. And Toronto evens up this series here in game two with a 7-1 win.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Sing it!
Ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba.
We're back,
ba ba.
But we're not back until the low brass kicks in, right here. That's how you know we're back. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Hit and Run. The Score's venerable, not vulnerable, but venerable Sunday morning baseball show. I'm your host, Matt Spiegel. Sean Sears is here this morning. Maeve Miller is here helping out as well on the other side of the glass. And you, my good people, are here as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And a reminder that the Cubs homestand wraps up today with the series finale against the Mariners. Pregame coverage begins at 12:45 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We got a big old chunky baseball show for you today. Hopefully, Grant Taylor of the White Sox is going to join us at some point in the next couple hours. And that will be awesome. Brian Bannister, the director of pitching for the White Sox and a venerable, not vulnerable, old baseball salt, said Grant Taylor is the best arm he's ever seen. Grant Taylor started the other night, but he's been a reliever as well. Went to college with Paul Skeens. They were buddies, pals, throwing partners. a million things to talk about with Grant Taylor. Looking forward to that. Brad Keller of the Cubs is going to join us 1 hour from now. He was declared the MVP of that game yesterday by Craig Counsell. And if you were watching, you understand why. Coming in and striking out the side with men at first and third and nobody out. And I believe it was the sixth inning. Is that where it was?
That is correct.
Keller's been great. I talked to him last weekend when I was doing pre-post in the fifth inning for the Cubs Radio Network. So I talked to Brad in the clubhouse and really enjoyed him. And frankly, I wasn't sure what I was going to get because I'd heard things. And we'll ask Brad about it. Have you guys heard that he's a crusty, like ornery, you know, like mean guy? I had heard that. And I was like, who's this delightful individual I'm talking with? And having spoken to broadcasters for some of his previous teams, they love him. They absolutely love him. So that should be interesting. We'll talk to Brad Keller. Ryan McGuffey will talk White Sox with us. He of the White Sox Talk podcast and so much more. And Sahadev Sharma will join us in the noon hour with the very latest on Shota Imanaga and other things. Along the way, your phone calls and your texts, not merely welcome, but elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. And you can reach us at 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Boom, we've hit the button. Phone lines are open. Got a call screener and everything like we're a big-time radio show. That's right. And along the way, you'll also hear the team of the moment. Who is the team of the moment? Who could it be? Southside Ron is, of course, our sports book for team of the moment. He takes your bets. Sean, go ahead and give out Ron's phone number to everybody so people can text him directly and get their bets in. He's like our own personal FanDuel. That's what he is.
I'm sure he would love that.
He would adore that, no doubt. And we'll also do some Blue Pits a little bit later on. Man, I got stuff for you today. I've been dying to do this show. I love doing this show. Been thinking about it for a while. Been out for a couple of weeks, and we'll get to the Red Hot Cubs, and we'll get to the White Sox, and both teams are interesting, and that's a really nice thing. But for anybody who doesn't know, I lost my father about, what, 2.5 weeks ago? Something like that? Yeah, I think so. At the age of 92, and I've been grieving him, and I'm not done. I am not done grieving my dad. I don't know when I'll be done. Maybe never. It's kind of how it works. As I'm learning and have learned, he will never leave me, and he's present in everything I do, especially in regards to baseball. So he's going to make his presence felt again and again and again. He did it on day one of me being back at Wrigley when I was doing pregame and postgame. Zach Zaidman had chosen a story from this day in baseball history, and it was the story of Eddie Waitkus, a former Cub and at that time Phillies first baseman, I believe, in 1949, who was shot at a hotel near Wrigley Field by an obsessive fan. And it's a story that became part of the basis for The Natural, the book by Bernard Malamud and the great movie starring Robert Redford, The Natural. And as Zach was telling the story, the name came into my head, and I had to share it on the broadcast. Ruth Ann Steinhagen. That's the name of the woman that shot him. Imagine loving baseball and loving a ball player so much that you go to his hotel and you shoot him. And he survived, came back and played. But, you know, that was I only know that because my dad was fascinated with the obsession, with the story, and never forgot the name and always included that when we talked about it. So my dad's just, he's going to come up. He's going to come up on Sunday mornings. He'd been a guest on this show several times. I heard from many of you via social media, and I heard last week when Mike Esposito was in here that many of you texted that not just condolences, but that you knew him because you did. If you listen to this show through the years, you've heard him as a guest. You've heard him tell the Don Larson story. You've heard him talk about all sorts of stuff. And we had this moment together when the occasional call screener, the begrudging call screener, that is Ruben Spiegel, was screening calls, my son, and my dad was on. I think this was last year on Father's Day. And I had to point out the screening process at the time.
The associate producer, would you hop on the microphone? Did you enjoy screening that guest and making sure he was ready for the show?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
I took a picture of the call screener. Because ordinarily, what do you type up? Oh, ordinarily, what do you type up when you're screening the call, Ruben?
Like, what their first name is, where they're calling from, and what they want to talk about.
Right. And what did you type up for this particular guest?
Grandpa.
That's correct. So it just says grandpa right there on my call screener.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. I'm so grateful to have had 92 years, well, my years, but had my pops as long as I did, and he was sharp and alert and funny all the way to the end, which is unbelievable. So I'm very, very lucky, and lucky that I had that moment right there forever. Incredible. He will come up on Sunday mornings, and it's just going to be part of it. Anybody who's ever grieved a parent can probably feel this. It doesn't just leave you. It doesn't just go away, and you shouldn't be expected to have it go away. When I do baseball trivia with my friend Milt, my guy Milt always sends me baseball trivia. Milt, I appreciate it. I think of Dad. And I have a list of my dad's favorite baseball trivia questions that I'll go to sometimes. I'll share this one with you right now. Who is Harry Steinfeld? In this town, we should know who Harry Steinfeld is. Nobody knows, right? I bet some of the textures will. I'll wait a couple minutes and then I'll pay that one off. Maybe you do know who Harry Steinfeld is. And if you do, then you've got a certain love for baseball and baseball history that fits mine and my pops. So anyway, thank you for the patience and letting me talk about it, because it's just a part of our life. You know how I love baseball, and why I love baseball is that guy. So onward we go. Thanks so much, Hit and Run listeners, for the years and now. The Cubs are really good. They're really good. Five homers yesterday, and that was nice to see because they haven't been scoring as much as they were early. It's baseball when you go in a slump. And is it a full-on slump? They're still homering. I think they're third in home runs in the month of June in all of baseball. But it's not as much as it was, because it was absurd what they were doing. They scored 10 runs yesterday. That is the 13th time they have scored 10 runs. That's two more than any other team. But it's also the first time they've scored 10 runs since late May. So, you know, it felt like it had been a while, because it kind of had. But thankfully, they play such good defense and run the bases so well. And the bullpen, for the most part, has been so good. Still the best bullpen ERA in baseball since the 19th of April, which is amazing. That they've been able to cover and win a bunch of games, even without all the scoring. It happens. But that was nice to see yesterday. It was nice to exhale and get a little more and then get a little more. And then when things started to fall apart with some shaky defense yesterday and some bad sun, will we ever see Pete Crow Armstrong lose two fly balls in the sun again in the same game? Will we ever see that? That must have been crazy. I bet he devises a plan to deal with it, if he can deal with it. Obviously seemed like a very strange sky. Is that a high sky or a low sky? I'm going to be honest with you. I've never understood what the hell a high sky means.
The sky was always high, right?
Yeah, the sky appears to always be high, Sean. I agree. I guess the high sky means the clouds are way up there.
I think so, yeah.
So there's lots of room for the sun to get in your eyes. Whatever. But anyway, so there's some shaky defense yesterday, but man, Cade Horton was a battler to get where he got. And then the bullpen came in, and some guys did their job better than others, but they got the job done. And they will get Logan Gilbert and the Mariners today. Lots of good young arms on that Seattle team. That is for sure. And the Cal Raleigh show continues. We'll talk about Cal Raleigh along the way. My goodness. Most home runs by a catcher ever before the All-Star break. Most home runs by a switch hitter ever before the All-Star break. an absolute beast and a terrific defensive catcher. So, my goodness, what a dude. And then as far as the White Sox, who lost yesterday after a win on Friday, you know it if you're watching. And if you're not, let me tell you, they're a much easier watch than they have been. They are a much more enjoyable team to experience overall on the day-to-day than they were last year. And there are some things that are very watchable about this team. And I know that's a low bar. But hell, man, if that's your team, you've needed them to clear that bar. And now they have. I mean, look, I talked about at the beginning of the year, both catchers are here now. Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal are both here. Chase Meidroth is here and can play, and you get to watch him. Miguel Vargas is a dude. He is a flat-out dude, friend of the show, Miguel Vargas. And the White Sox have clearly won that trade, regardless of the role that Michael Kopech played in the Dodgers World Series. They've got Miguel Vargas with several more years of control. Guy who can play third, guy who can play first, righty with pop. It's impressive. And there, you know, there are a couple other pieces. Certainly there are pitchers. Mike Vassell is a keeper in that bullpen. Grant Taylor, the aforementioned, who will hopefully be on this show, is somebody to watch and enjoy and dissect and think about how best they can help the team and what role suits them and their skill set and their injury history best. Wickelman Gonzalez got here over the weekend, and he pitched. Wickelman Gonzalez is yet another piece of the Garrett Crochet trade. 22-year-old pitcher with an interesting arm. So that's another piece to check out as the Crochet trade yields some prospect fruit that you've known about. And Shane Smith is probably going to be an all-star. This nugget from Bob Nightingale today that Shane Smith will probably be the first Rule 5 draft pick to make the all-star team since Dan Ugla of the 2006 Florida Marlins. That, according to Stats Perform. Dan Ugla, for anybody who remembers, definitely had that vibe of like, where'd this guy come from? Wow. Interesting. Reclamation project. Wow, look at him. And Shane Smith obviously has that same kind of vibe. Same kind of vibe. And so, pretty cool that there are some pieces to watch. And then the organization overall has, I believe, turned a corner. Not that it's going to be a straight line from here and they're going to be a playoff team in 3 years and a World Series team in 4 years, anything like that necessarily, but you can see the improvement if you zoom out. It is obvious. It is all over the organization and the work of Brian Bannister in the development of some of even the young bats and how they are doing things, how they are thinking as an organization. How Will Venable is managing them on the major league level, and how many dudes are relevant, like actual useful pieces on the big league roster, as I mentioned, and more to come. So it's not as bad as it used to be a White Sox fan. Still not great, and I know it. But you got all that and a Pope, baby. My God, you got a Pope that is joining in on White Sox chants. As he makes his way around in the Pope Mobile, he's putting on White Sox hats. Unbelievable. In our first and last ever American Pope, because they'll never give us another one. I mean, look what we're doing.
This is the one.
This is the one. Enjoy it. Enjoy this one singular American Pope, people. But, you know, it's not so bad. Grant Taylor is going to join us at 9:40 this hour. So, Grant Taylor of the Sox, Brad Keller of the Cubs, and your phone calls along the way at 312-644-6767. Several texters have gotten who Harry Steinfeld was. Harry Steinfeld was the third baseman while the Cubs double play combination in 1908 was Tinker to Evers to Chance. An all-time poem, an all-time trio as a double play combo. By the way, in the Chicago Athletic Association over there at 112 South Michigan, there are three conference rooms. One is called Tinker,
One is called Evers, and one is called Chance. I love that. There should be a Steinfeld.
How can I be romantic about baseball?
That's right. It's exactly right. There should be a Steinfeld conference room over there. But thank you for knowing that. That is one of Herb Spiegel's trivia questions. All right, we'll throw open the phone lines. 312-644-6767. The Cubs are good. The Sox are interesting. Have they turned a corner? Your thoughts, even if you want to share thoughts on grieving in baseball, you're welcome to do that all morning long. I'm here all morning. And a little bonus till 12:45 in Cubs pregame right here on 670.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score.
And run with Matt Spiegel Sunday mornings on The Score.
As Happ hits a high fly ball, deep center. Back goes Rodriguez. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs have taken a 6-1 lead.
Ian Happ on an absolute tear. Just crazy. He's got 8 homers in his last 15 games. That's since the 5th of June. He's a dude who's hit 20 homers in a season a bunch of time, and he was sitting low, and maybe you had him on a fantasy team, and maybe you had him on a bench the first time he started to show signs of a breakout. I'm talking to myself. But then you started to elevate him because you're like, oh, maybe this is it. And yeah, he's got a .690 slugging percentage in the last 15 games. It's absolutely ridiculous. How about yesterday? Ian Happ and Kyle Tucker off the top. First and second batters each go deep. The last time that happened, Ian Happ was asked about it after the game, and he knew it. He said, me and Anthony Rizzo off Matt Harvey in New York. And that was correct. June 14th, 2017, Happ and Rizzo went back to back.
But yesterday, the first time at Wrigley since May of 2009. And I had to read this because it was Alfonso Soriano leading off. And the riot, Ryan Terrio in the two-hole.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Padres, Soriano and Terrio.
Those were my guys, man. That 08 team, oh, man.
I knew that was going to hit somebody right between the eyes. And there it is.
I feel like I watched that game. Yeah, I was probably jumping up and down on my couch.
You probably did. You probably did. And somebody probably told you to stop jumping up and down on the couch.
You're probably right.
And one day you will miss that person, Sean. You will miss that person, so you cherish those memories,
you're
okay?
Right. I'll take your advice.
Yes, that's exactly right. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to talk to Grant Taylor of the White Sox in about 15 minutes. We've got some time to take your phone calls. Let's go to Marty in Highland Park. What do you say, Marty? Welcome in on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Hey, Spiegs. Every year in my civil procedure course, I ask the question about Harry Steinfeld and promise an A-plus to anybody who knows the answer, and I've never had to give an A-plus.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if one of your students is listening, and I just blew that for you.
My condolences on your father. He was a really cool guy. I think he and I could have spent many happy hours talking about the history of New York area baseball.
Yes. For sure.
A couple of things about the Eddie Waitkus thing, because it sort of fascinated me, too. She did it because he was traded from the Cubs, and
yeah.
She thought he just left her. And the irony, sad irony here is he survived the Battle of Guadalcanal without ever being shot.
Wow.
And here he gets shot, and he never fully recovered. He played on the 1950 Whiz Kids.
Yes.
And every time I drive past the Edgewater Beach, because that's where it took place, I think of it. She died just a few years ago.
Wow. Thank you for those details. I knew he'd been traded to the Phillies. I didn't realize that she was convinced he had just left Chicago and broken her heart in that way. That's
well,
intense.
I've thought about that of some guys that have been traded. You know, you're abandoning me.
Well, I know your beloved Dodgers way back in the day. You haven't recovered, Marty. I understand. Good.
And one of my students owns the Los Angeles Dodgers. So one of my former students.
Which one?
Mark Walter. Yeah. Mark Walter.
He owns the Lakers now too, Marty. Let's get him on the show. Come on, Marty. Let's talk. Let's talk Dodgers ownership with your former student. Thank you for the call, Marty. It's good stuff. Let's talk to Mark in South Bend on 670 The Score. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. My condolences.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm your father.
Appreciate it.
Incredible. A couple things. The other thing is...
Mark, we got you. Mark, we're going to pop you back on hold and try to get that cell phone into a good spot. Got a couple of minutes to take your phone calls, folks. If you want to hop in, it's 644-6767. Ron on the South Side, good morning and welcome in on Hit and Run.
Well, Steve, my condolences. I called that Sunday and offered my condolences and all the best to you and your family. And I did tell the host, I think I've been talking to you since you've been doing this, but
yep.
And I understand I had the same relationship, baseball father relationship with my father, and I had with my son. My son travels there. He'll go to a ballpark, and he always reminds me, Dad, thanks for exposing me to the game of baseball. So I just, but again, the best to you and your family, and you know you win my thoughts and prayers. So
thank okay. you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Two things. Colson Montgomery. Yeah, I like some of the young players, but Speed, the White Sox have to find out, can he play shortstop? Hitting the baseball is going to be difficult. It's going to be ups and downs. I think Vargas may be the third baseman, but at this point, he needs to come up and play so they can make a determination. You know, we've heard, I think even Ozzie said he should go to third. But you want to kind of start solidifying some of these positions defensively. So that's my thing. But he just seems to have a problem speeds, you know, with consistency. And lastly, done my research, so I'll be listening. It's time for me to get back at it. Team MO.
Yeah.
I've had a break. I probably needed it. So looking forward to, but again, just good hearing you, and continue on blessings and
thanks, my dude.
Support for you and your family.
I appreciate it, Ron. Colson Montgomery is not your long-term shortstop answer with the Chicago White Sox. If you're looking into the prospects that you currently have, there is a kid named William Bergala. William Bergala is a terrific fielder who's incredibly fast. He's super young. He's in Birmingham right now, but he's got a real good swing. And he was picked up from the Phillies system, kind of a minor trade. I forget who they gave up for Bergala, but I've talked to people with the White Sox who absolutely love him as a contact bat and eventual shortstop. Mydroth can play all over, and he can certainly play there for now, but Bergala is your long-term guy. Colson, if Colson hits, you'll find a spot for him, and it is probably third base, and maybe Vargas moves across to first, but don't worry about that stuff yet. These are good athletes. If they're good athletes, they can move. Remember, the San Diego Padres, here are the former shortstops, the guys who came up as shortstops on the Padres right now, okay? Machado plays third. Tatis plays the outfield. Cronenworth plays first, sometimes second. Jackson Merrill plays center field. And of course, Xander Bogaerts, who plays short. Is that all? There might even be more. You find a spot for these guys, and some of them can move. If you're a shortstop, you can probably play all over. Montgomery's hit pretty well since he came back from the swing school thing that they did out in Arizona. He did get hit on the knee by a pitch. No, I guess that was in late May. So anyway, I don't worry as much about him defensively. Let's try Mark in South Bend again on the score. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Great.
My condolences on the passing of your father. A very unique story you had when you took him to the World Series back in 2018 to see the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And congratulations on playing, getting to sing the national anthem on August 18th at Wrigley.
Thank you, sir.
And a couple other quick questions. I know you're doing your band and your group and that. I was wondering if you have any future appearances anywhere. And on Pico Armstrong losing two balls in the sun, the record is held, I believe, by Willie Davis in game one of the World Series in 1966. Sandy Koufax on the mound, he lost three in the sun one day. And if the Cubs ever make it to the World Series, you ain't going to have to worry about that or Pico. It'll all be late night primetime games.
That's exactly right. It's a World Series record never to be broken, if indeed it is an official World Series record, which I don't think it is. Thank you, though, Mark. Tributosaurus.com has all that information in terms of where Tributosaurus is playing. Les is in Tennessee on 670 The Score. What's up, Les? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi there, Mr. Spiegel. I just wanted to talk about the upcoming series with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that there hasn't been much talk on your station or really anywhere about the fact that this is the classic type of series that people dream about in the Midwest, Cubs and Cardinals, but it rarely happens. It's more like the Yankees and the Red Sox, the hammer and the nail, or at least in the bygone years. But anyway, this really looks like not only a great four-game series, but 13 games, all the games, the rest of the way.
It's crazy. Go ahead, Les.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I warn Cub fans, there are not many 300 hitters, as you know, in baseball anymore, but the Cardinals have three good ones, Herrera, Donovan, and Burleson, so be careful.
Thank you so much, Les. Yeah, I haven't been a believer in the Cardinals, and when they lost 3 out of 4 in Milwaukee last weekend, I was like, here we go. Then they've turned around and won 5 in a row since then, including beating the Reds yesterday 6-5. Sonny Gray with 5 innings, and Burleson went 2 for 5 yesterday. So, yeah, Cardinals on a hot streak, first of 13 against the Cubs on Monday. We'll talk to Grant Taylor, the White Sox flamethrower, and a very interesting, worthwhile guy to know. By the way, Tanner Banks was the trade. Thank you, James. Tanner Banks was the trade for William Bergala
That appears to be an excellent find by the pro scouting department for the White Sox. Anyway, Grant Taylor next. Brad Keller of the Cubs at the top of the hour on Hit and Run on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They'll be facing the young flamethrower, Grant Taylor, on for the fifth time so far this year. That stuff is excellent.
Got him swinging. The high heat from Taylor. Three up, three down in his first big league start.
He's right. I mean, I watched him in spring training. I haven't watched him during the course of this year, quite obviously, because we got our hands full with the major league team. But his stuff is overwhelming.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That is Steve Stone talking about Grant Taylor. And before that, you heard John Schriffen and Gordon Beckham from the CHSN crew talking about Grant Taylor's start on Friday night. Used as an opener, threw a great inning up there in Toronto. And Grant Taylor joins me, Matt Spiegel, right now here on Hit and Run on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Grant, thanks so much for making time this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you. How are you enjoying being a big leaguer? Five appearances since the 10th of June, five or one inning apiece. How are you enjoying life? Are the flights as good as you thought? The food as good as you thought? And the competition as good as you thought?
Yeah, I mean, the flights and the food have been outstanding. Definitely better than the minor leagues. Competition's good. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, what do you notice that's different, if anything, about the hitters, or does it not feel that different?
I think guys' hands are just quicker. You know, double A, you know, a lot of guys couldn't catch up to Velo. Seems like the approach and the takes are similar from big leagues to double A. It's just, you know, guys can get to some pitches that double A hitters can't.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world. That, like, you need that elite hand speed and bat speed to get to the big leagues. Like, that's a specific hump. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Grant Taylor, out of the bullpen, but has been a starter before. I wondered how often in your life, Grant, has this come up? They're like, ooh, you ought to be a bullpen guy. Or, but I want to be a starter, but I think you should be a starter. Has this been a constant theme in your pitching life?
Yeah, definitely since high school. I mean, I was out of the bullpen my freshman year at LSU. And then, you know, was going to be a starter for us my sophomore year before I had UCL surgery. So it's kind of been a little bit back and forth since I left high school.
Yeah, I wondered about that because I know it was like 31 innings at LSU, most of them in relief, because you were expected to be a starter. When the time came this year for the decision that they made, was it difficult to wrap your mind around, or did it make sense because you've kind of lived it before on occasion?
I think it made sense. I mean, this year I was only throwing 3-inning starts, limited innings. So if I wanted to throw in the big leagues at any point this year, it's kind of tough to do that in 3-inning starts. So I think the switch to the bullpen made sense.
So what's the difference in mindset for you, if anything? Or as you develop, have you been asked to not have a difference in mindset from appearance to appearance?
I think it's been, you know, trying to keep the same mindset. I think there might be a little bit of a different attack from starting to relieving, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's still the same mindset of, you know, going after guys, filling up the zone, you know, throw to my strengths, try and overpower.
So you've got a pitch mix, four seamer, cutter, curve, and slider is what you've thrown in the big leagues at this point. Is there more? Is there more that you could throw in the big leagues?
I mean, I have a change up in the back pocket, but probably won't see it in relief this year.
Okay, but you do have it. Like, if you were starting, or if you get a chance to start next year, could that change up be part of the mix?
Hopefully so.
Wow, that's awesome. I loved reading about what you said you learned at LSU about pitch mix. I mean, and you had coaches there who had just been in the big leagues. I don't know if that was part of it or not, but like a lot of college pitchers don't think in terms of a vast pitch mix, but it seems like you thought about that in college.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was very fortunate to have, you know, Wes Johnson at LSU with me. You know, he was just coming off, you know, a Twins team that was, you know, top of the league in pitching. I think they were first in their division at that point. So, you know, very easy to trust a guy like that when he comes in and, you know, teaches you about pitch mix and teaches you about the game.
Yeah, because it's not like the hands are so fast. You could probably just blow a lot of people away if you wanted to at the college level.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's touch on that LSU time a little bit. We're talking to Grant Taylor of the White Sox here. I love the friendship that you had, and I believe still have, with Paul Skeens, right?
Yeah.
Paul said about you that, quote, I wouldn't have gotten to the point that I did without Grant, just because of the human he is and the way he goes about his business. You can see what he does on the field. It's pretty easy to see. I mean, that's beautiful, man. You feel the same way about Paul?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's high praise. And, you know, I believe that, you know, he's smart enough. He's, you know, a good enough player, person, that I think he'd be where he is today without, you know, me. I think he's, you know, think that highly of him. But, you know, definitely I think the same goes the other way. Like, I think the time that I spent at LSU, you know, having someone like him around definitely helped me to progress as a player, person. And then, you know, throughout the minor leagues, being able to text him, he was in the, you know, pitching in the big leagues at that point. So, it kind of gave me a look into like what the future holds and, you know, how I should be going about my business to make sure I'm there and, you know, try and be here for a long time.
That's awesome. So you guys were throwing partners, right? Like, what did that entail when you guys would throw to each other?
It was a lot of, you know, working on pitch mixes together, working on, you know, different grips, talking about what we saw, you know, maybe, you know, different things, talking after, just trying to get better, trying to learn from each other, get better.
Mm-hmm. And because he's got 6 pitches, 7 pitches, 8 pitches.
I think he's got 7 now. I mean, he keeps on adding new ones.
It's crazy, man. It's like, I love it. I got to tell you, as a baseball fan and observer, it's like, I love it because why not? Because you're going to have to keep adjusting once hitters figure something out, if they ever figure something out against Skeens. I don't know if they will, but I mean, that's gotta be so much fun. And you guys still talk. He wanted Scooble the other day. It was supposed to be him versus Scooble. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a fun game to watch, for sure.
Yeah. My goodness. We had Brian Bannister on the radio a couple weeks ago and asked Brian Bannister about you, and this is what he said.
It's one of the best arms I've ever seen, and I don't say that lightly because I've been around a lot of good arms.
One of the best arms I've ever seen. He's been around a lot of good arms. His dad had a good arm. You know, it's like he's been around a lot. That's what is Brian Bannister meant to you? What's that relationship been like for you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. He was able to come out a few times during the minor league season this year, and I was able to, you know, bounce some ideas off of him, try and learn a little bit. Yeah, he's an extremely smart guy, and I think he's awesome to our organization.
So does that make a decision like the bullpen thing easier to kind of wrap your head around?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think he was, you know, at the forefront of that decision, him and, you know, some other of our front office. And, you know, me and him had a, you know, long conversation about what, you know, he believes, you know, for me and the bullpen could be this year. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Talking with Grant Taylor of the White Sox here. All right. I'd like to ask, like to get your baseball bona fides. I ask these often to guests and to players. So I got a couple quickies for you. Okay. Who was one of your most favorite players in the game and why as you were growing up?
I think, the guy that I watched the most, always loved watching was Clayton Kershaw. You know, a little bit different. He's left-handed, I'm right-handed. But I mean, it's extremely impressive how good he is year in and year out. And, you know, he's 16 years in, he's still the active ERA leader. I've never met him, but it seems like off the field, he's an awesome guy, does a lot of, you know, stuff for the community. So I just thought it was awesome to be able to watch him because he was just at the top of the league for so long and seemed like no one could touch him. And, you know, he's still an excellent player 16 years in.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. Did you ever try to do the pause in the middle of your windup and just extend that front foot like he does?
I've definitely messed around with it. Never incorporated it into a game, but I've definitely done that at catch play a few times.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I don't get it, man. David Price did it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but it's nice to know that you were trying to do that like I was trying to cop certain batting stances as a kid. What's the best big league game you ever had a chance to see in person, Grant?
I can't remember what year it was, but there was a Braves-Nationals game a few years ago when I was like maybe 12, that I went to that went into like the 12th or 13th inning, and there were multiple balls at the track. And me and my dad were sitting just above the dugout, so you could hear, you know, kind of the emotion of the dugout of the Nationals players. And I always thought that was super cool, you know, being that close to such an intense game, being able to, you know, feel their emotions as they, you know, just lined out the wall and they thought it was a homer to go ahead. Probably the coolest game I've been to.
Man, that's the goods. Yeah, when you can feel the swing like that, when you get a chance to be that close to feel that,
That's special. Have you felt it in this clubhouse and or like in this dugout a little bit in certain games, the rise and the fall?
Oh yeah, for sure. That Rangers game that we went into extras with Tyler Alexander got the bad end. I mean, that was that game was crazy. I think we were a couple swings away, a couple pitches away from winning that game, and you know, you could feel it different moments in the dugout, the excitement. But I think it was, you know, that was a fun game to be a part of.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like Will. I like Will Venable. I feel like he communicates real clear, and he's smart, and this team is frankly playing better and smarter than it has in some years past. Are you enjoying him?
Yeah, I am. You know, he definitely cares about his guys, and he wants to win. I think he's moving us in the right direction. I'm excited to be able to play behind him.
That's awesome. All right, and then what's one thing you would change if you were commissioner? You could do anything. I got some pitching related ones that are swimming in my mind, but I'm wondering, what would you change if you were MLB commissioner?
I don't know. I like the challenge system during spring training. I thought that was fun. Maybe incorporate that.
Yeah, I think they're going to work on it. How about this? Should we get rid of the winning pitcher being a starter who has to go five? Like yesterday, Cade Horton went 4 2/3 for the Cubs. Crazy stuff going on, and battled his ass off to get that far. Ineligible for the win. That doesn't feel right anymore to me.
No, I think it's fair. You know, I think the game has definitely moved towards starting pitchers throwing less innings, but I think five is a reasonable number.
Well, there we go. Well, thank you for your call. I'll treat you like a sports radio caller. How dare you disagree with me, Grant Taylor? Hey, man, good stuff. Thank you for joining us. Fans will have enjoyed getting to know you, and I know I did, man. Keep rolling, stay healthy, and hope you have a great rest of your season. I'll see you.
Thank you. You have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
You too. That's Grant Taylor of the Chicago White Sox. It's Hit and Run here. Matt Spiegel with you on 670 The Score. From the Sox to the Cubs, Brad Keller, former White Sox pitcher, stud Cubs reliever these days, joins us next on Hit and Run.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.